Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Harvard biologist has become one of eight people joining NASA's new class of potential astronauts. 35-year-old Jessica Meir begins a two-year training program with her new colleagues in August. NASA says this new class will do big, bold things and could go farther into space than ever before. With that as the background, Jessica Meir joins us now to talk about her new job. Jessica, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Tell us why you applied to be an astronaut.
Well, thank you very much. I applied to be an astronaut because it's something that I've really dreamt about my entire life. I think I started saying I wanted to be an astronaut when I was about 5 years old.
You excited? Has your phone stopped ringing yet?
I'm incredibly excited and thrilled, and actually it still seems quite surreal and really difficult to believe that a dream like that can actually come true. And of course, the phone's really been ringing off the hook, and it's really amazing to have the support of so many people and so many family and friends in the various places that I've lived.
Professionally, you've spent much of your life studying, as I understand it, how animals survive in harsh environments. What is it you hope to bring to the space program and then do in space?
Well, one of the things that stimulates me the most is combining both a mental and a physical challenge, and that's something that I've really done working in these environments where I do study these animals that live in extreme environments. So on the sea ice of the Antarctic or the beaches of California and that kind of thing, and I think that combination of these mental and physical challenges and really trying to excel and perform in that environment is something that should benefit me greatly in the NASA environment as well.
So tell us how that translates, you think, into space travel and work in space.
Well, I think, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a direct translation. I mean, I think those types of skills are the types of skills that may serve you well on a mission in space as well.
As I understand it, you begin a training program starting in August. What have they told you is in store for you?
Yeah, that's right. We will begin our jobs in Houston on August 12th, and we have a pretty interesting and diverse set of training activities set out for us. We haven't seen the whole schedule yet, but I do know that it involves things like survival training, Russian language training, training on various space systems and sciences, and also for me, I'll be going to Pensacola for flight training as well. So I'm incredibly excited about that.
You enter the space program at a time, of course, when NASA itself isn't flying, so to speak, anymore. The flights going to the space station are coming out of the Russian program and in the Soyuz program. But NASA hopes to put astronauts in the air at some point. Are you at all concerned that you may train to be an astronaut, but not necessarily ever be in a space capsule going to space?
I'm not too concerned about that at this point. NASA still does have a very active human spaceflight program, and you're right that the shuttle has retired, but we still are flying regularly up with the Russians on the Soyuz, and that's something that we were doing even before the shuttle retired, so it's really a normal operational protocol for NASA and the astronauts. So I think there are a lot of exciting opportunities ahead. We'll be training for these possible long-duration missions to the space station, and then even perhaps we'll be involved in preparing for possible missions to explore asteroids and Mars and beyond. And so I think it's still an incredibly exciting time to enter NASA's human spaceflight program.
You're 35 years old. This could be a long career as an astronaut. Is this your life from this point on?
Yeah, it definitely does become your life, and I'm pretty excited to make that transition since, as I mentioned, it has been something that I've always dreamed about. So it will definitely be the career that I'm setting out for now, and I think it'll be an incredible adventure.
Jessica Meir, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Good luck, and, you know, I don't think I need to say this, but have fun.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.